Welcome to another post-game interview edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, March 19th, 2022. Earlier today, Indiana University dropped the second game in the Xavier series, 12-10. The media did catch up with Coach Mercer following the game.
Coach, things weren't looking very good pretty early on, but everybody kind of scratched back and made a little bit of a game there at the end. How do you keep your team invested in fighting still when things aren't looking pretty rough?
Well, if you take one inning out of there where they scored six runs, you win the ball game, right? So I'm incredibly proud of the guys. It would have been very easy to be defeated, to not fight, to not compete. And that's why I believe in this team. I believe in this team because I watch that every day. And I know we're young, and I know we haven't pitched a great, and I know we've made some mistakes, but daggone it. You know, we are talented, and we're competitive, and we fought like crazy. And we gave ourselves a chance to win the ballgame late in a situation where you didn't think that was possible. You know, we tried to do some different things on the mound today. We've talked about trying to do some different things, break the game up a little bit differently. Okay, it didn't work as well as I had hoped. It didn't go as according to plan. But we have to continue to push. We have to continue to adjust. We have to try to find different ways to solve the problem there on the mound. And we'll continue to do that. And obviously when you have a four-game weekend, you're going to have to rely on some different guys to get out there and compete. But as far as the way that we showed up and competed and continued to fight through that game, I couldn't be more proud of
it. Coach, you mentioned the pitching. You got some really good relief innings out of Nathan Staal today. Can you kind of speak to his impact on the game today and just like allowing you guys to come back into it?
Yeah, you know, we felt good about Nate if we could get back in the ball game. We tried to bridge the gap there with some guys in the middle, and it didn't go as well as we had hoped. But Nate's a guy that's thrown big innings for us in the past and has thrown big innings for us this year and came in and gave us a chance. He gave us a fighting chance. You know, two scoreless innings. He comes in with the guy on first base, and their offense has done a good job. They're old and super well coached. And you know, they're going to make you compete. And Nate did a great job executing a bunch of pitches, and we'll have to allow him more as we go. But unless we get other guys out there and try to find some more depth, you know, maybe the next Nate Staal is in the pen somewhere, and we just got to get him on the field and find that out. Certainly before conference play starts.
In some ways, I would say the pitching is kind of a mix between, you know, strikeouts and then hard contact. Is there any discussion about how you generate weak contact?
Yeah, that's actually a topic of discussion quite often. The profile of some of the guys that we've had in the past has been more of the sinker changeup profile guy, and we don't have as many of that profile currently speaking. We're continuing to develop those guys and work with those guys, but we do have more, strikeout stuff. Not necessarily always pitching to the strikeout, but we do have, you're exactly right, where it is like we get to 0-2 and 1-2 often, and then the ability to put guys away because they've seen so many pitches along the way. Where it's like every at bat you see four or five pitches, and now the second time through the lineup, it's really like your third time through the lineup. And so we have. We're working on those things to be able to try to induce more weak contact early if we can. And we've got to be able to diversify that because we have really good defense and we play good defense. And so how do we utilize that in a better way?
Take one more.
Coach, looking at the offense, obviously 10 runs usually wins you a lot of ball games. What can you, kind of from a positive aspect of that, what can you take from this performance and carry into the rest of the games this weekend and the rest of the season?
Well, their starter was terrific. I mean, he gave us fits. Two different fastballs. He landed two off-speed pitches. He worked in and out, up, and he did a really good job. I think the thing I take from it is the ability for us to still go be competitive. Every now and then, you're going to face a starter that just has it together. It's a windy day, sinker, you know, two-seam guy that can really spin it. Like, he did a great job. But for us to continue to go, even after that, I think bodes well for the rest of the season and obviously for the rest of this weekend. For us to have a chance to continue to fight, even when maybe the starter has a good day, but how do you attack that third time through the lineup? How do you attack the bullpen guys and give us a chance late? And we've done that. You know, I'm obviously pleased with the position guys. The offense has been really good, and we'll put it together. We'll put it together. We'll get two good starts tomorrow. We'll put it together, and we'll find our footing. I think anytime you have four top 10 round pitchers last year and a free agent, you have five guys move on to professional baseball. You're replacing literally your entire pitching staff, and your second closer was a senior. You're replacing your top six guys. It's just going to take some time, and obviously, I want to win along the way. Like, I like to win as much as the next guy does, but we also have to work through the process of it. And as frustrating as that is for everybody, me included, we just don't have another option. You have to go. There's no one coming from the bathroom stall with a cape on to come fix it. We have to work within, and we have the guys to do it. We have the talented guys to do it. We have to give those guys opportunities. We have to get them on the mound, and we have to, if we struggle through a little bit, there's another option. We have to go through those things.
Indiana baseball will conclude the Xavier series with a doubleheader on Sunday at 12 noon. See you at the BART.